May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 has been one of my life verses for my whole Christian life, has been one of the key verses. And one of the things it says there is that in our weakness, his strength is made perfect. The Lord's a redeemer. Redeemer is one who doesn't just forgive, but restores and overrules for good all the loss occasioned by sin, even sin against me, the impact of the fall. And the enemies come to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus has come to redeem all that. And so that in our weaknesses, which are a result of the fall, just the result of our fall, also the result of fallen actions on our life and by our own choice, the fallen actions of others and circumstances, Jesus comes and redeems that and says, in those places of weakness, my strength will be made perfect. In the Gospel of John, it lets us know that Jesus, after the resurrection, when Thomas came and put his hands in his side and his hands, his feet where the wounds were, that Jesus carries those wounds in his humanity through all of eternity. One of the descriptions of him, the primary description of him in the book of Revelation, is that he's a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And the reason that Jesus keeps those wounds, one of the reasons he maintains those wounds, is so that we'll forever worship him in light of his great love for us. So it'll always be a sign to us throughout eternity of how far he was willing to go in his love for us. But it's also a reminder to us here on earth that Jesus loves and uses scarred and wounded people. Scarred and wounded people aren't disqualified. Only if they're unrepentant, only if they hang on to bitterness, only if they hang on to their sin. But he loves and uses scarred and wounded people who surrender over their brokenness to him. One of my favorite stories is in Matthew chapter 14. this is chapter 14, verse 14. And when he had come out, he saw a great multitude and felt compassion for them and healed their sick. And when it was evening, the disciples came to him saying, "This place is desolate. The time is already past. So send the multitudes away that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." And ordering the multitude to recline on the grass, he took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them. He gave God thanks. And he broke the loaves, and he gave them to the disciples, who gave them to the multitude. And they all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 full baskets. And there were about 5,000 men who ate, besides the women and the children. We know the story from the other Gospels. It was just a little boy who presented to one of the disciples to take to Jesus these 5 loaves and 2 fish. Somehow he may have heard the conversation. I think he was close enough to hear the discussion with Jesus and his disciples. And this little boy didn't know any better, but somehow he thought, if I could just get this into that guy's hands, he could do something with it. It's not much. It's just a little bit. But somehow, if he could get hold of this little bit, my little sack lunch, they were like 5 small fish. They weren't like 5 marlins. They were just like little sardines, and the bread there was just like crackers. I could just get that to that guy. And here's the thing that's interesting about this passage is that Jesus looked up to heaven and he blessed them. If you're a Christian, he's blessed you. He's filled you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ already. It says in Scripture that you've been made complete in Jesus. It says you have everything already that pertains to life and godliness. And what he's blessed you with is the capacity to live life and life more abundant. Even though the enemies come to kill, steal, and destroy, Jesus said, "I came that you might have life and have it to the full." And so here we have this little bit this boy offers. Jesus blesses it, so it's blessed. But the blessing wasn't released. The supernatural life, the miraculous capacity, wasn't released until Jesus broke it. You see, as a result of the fall, even though when we become a Christian, he fills us with every spiritual blessing. the supernatural capacity to live life and life more abundant is in all of us. And then the enemy tells us, though, this was my story for years. The enemy comes along and tells me, yes, you read about that kind of life. You read about abundant life. You read about life as it's lived in heaven, eternal life, lived here on earth. But it can't be yours because you have nothing to offer. You're so messed up. You're so damaged. You're so wounded. You're so scarred by choices you've made, by choices made over you, by life I was just born into. And then the Lord, after several years, showed me that in my weaknesses, his strength is made perfect. And that my weaknesses were his gift in my life. It wasn't that what the people did or the things I did were right or wrong. He said he's a redeemer. He's miraculous. He's able to take the mess and transform it into something. And what I had to do, I had to come to a place in my life as, Lord, I've got nothing to offer. Just 5 loaves and 2 fish. Full of weakness and fear and all these kind of things, but I'll give it all to you. It's not much, but I just think if it's in your hands, you can do something with it. And Jesus used it, and the brokenness in my life, when I finally saw that was a gift from him, to release in me life and life more abundant. Because in my weakness, I learned how to walk in faith and trust him to live his life through me. So the word for you is this, is that if you have some broken and scarred places, he can't use them as long as there's bitterness and regret and anger. But once you realize that the brokenness is a gift in his hands to release supernatural stuff. And if you're going through something right now and it's really painful, and there are several of you who are, and you think life can't ever be good again, can never be what you hoped it would be, that every dream you've ever had has been dashed, just give it to him. And he'll use the brokenness to finally bring you into everything you've ever hoped and dreamed could be in Christ. See, the enemy tries the whim to come kill, steal, and destroy, and then Jesus just takes over and trumps him every time. Uses his very efforts to destroy to release life in us. He wins. That's the resurrection. He wins. And he uses the very things in your life the enemy tried to destroy you with to propel you into his purposes for you and supernatural things coming forth from you. Amen. That's brokenness is the secret to supernatural life. Every one of you have got a supernatural life in you, but brokenness, the scars, and the woundedness are the very thing that will release that supernatural life through you. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.